do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, the podcast about great ideas that are physically impossible in self-quarantine.
I'm John, and this is all my fault.
I'm Besha, and I can redo that straight if you need.
No, I think we should leave it. We should leave it because it's a good time capsule for where we are right now.
It's also not totally accurate. I think there are plenty of ideas on the list that can be done from the comfort of your own home, socially distanced, responsibly.
I suppose that's true. I mean, yeah, we're going to, well, you know what, we'll have to see because, yeah. You know, as somebody who may not be, somebody who might be new to the show might not know what's going on. I'm just going to get into it right away so that we can bring our guest in because I'm so excited. But so here's the deal with this podcast, which is that for the last dozen years, literally the last dozen years, I've been writing down every idea I've ever had without editing and throwing them all into a big pile. Now we get a guest to dig through the pile and look for anything good, crazy, or in some combination thereof. If you hear one that sounds good to you and you want to run with it, do it. I just want credit.
I want to cut.
Here's the thing, though, which is that we're bringing back an amazing guest, my friend,
yes.
Amy.
Hello.
Yes! I'm so excited for this because Amy is back, and she has also brought some ideas of her own that, funnily enough, Besha has, but I don't. So we're going to do this the thing that we've done with a few other illustrious guests, where we get to trade ideas. Well, she'll find one that she picked out of my pile, and then we'll pick one of hers, and we'll go over it. And I can't wait. I am super ready for this. Amy, how are you doing, by the way?
I am also enjoying my social distancing time. It's
you
quite
are
quite pleasant. As a person who works from home, I'm just used to it, and I just don't go out at night, so now I'm just here all the time. That sounded really glum. It started off positive, and then it took a dark turn there. I was going to make some quip about vampires, but then I realized, no, they go out at night, and we don't anymore, so there we are. But one of the things that I really love about this podcast is that there's always a segue. And I did just mention vampires. And John, I know that we have a lot to talk about, but I'm super excited to dive into idea number one, if you don't mind.
Oh, please. Yes, absolutely.
It's one of yours. So it's obviously genius. 2 points for sucking up. And it is hollow point sawdust bullets for vampires. This comes from your nonsense category,
which I have a lot of questions.
It's nonsense on multiple levels right now because we aren't allowed to leave our homes. So we just have to shoot them through the window.
I'm fine with that. It's nice and warm out. I'll keep the window open.
It's good. Always be prepared. I like that about you, Besha.
Thank you.
So we know that a wooden stake through the heart kills a vampire. That we accept this,
mm-hmm.
right? But so is there, I mean, like, is it something intrinsic to the wood that makes that happen? Such that, like, if for instance you were to jab, let's say, a toothpick into the heart of a vampire, would that also work? And if so, what about an amount of sawdust that you could pack into the tip of a bullet and then fire it at a vampire's heart from a distance, thereby obviating the need to engage it at close range? This is all I'm saying.
You know, I just don't know. I feel like there's something magical about the stake. I think it's probably crucifix-based.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I think that's probably where that comes from.
That's very thoughtful. There's a lot of Jesus-y bits that go along with things that vampires can and can't do.
Yeah.
Like no churches, holy water.
Yep.
Thinking of the Lost Boys.
very Jesus.
Some of them had longer hair.
That's true.
Here's, okay, what if, assuming then, for, okay, hang on then, wait a minute. So if just like, you know, sawdust from a regular piece of wood inside a bullet wouldn't do it, what if you were to obtain a piece of the true cross and grind that into sawdust?
There are a lot of those out there.
Right. I mean, that's like a Costco thing. Back to discussion before we started recording. That's like a Costco thing. They sell those for a dime a dozen
everywhere. The Costco of the Middle Ages. You could get a multi-pack of true cross fragments from any peddler on the roadside.
Well, good.
I guess this would be a way to figure out which one's real.
Right? Ooh, true. Or would any piece of wood suitably blessed by a priest of the correct denomination be sufficient?
Yeah.
That's a good call out. I really don't know. And I've watched What We Do in the Shadows, the series on FX. Season 2 coming soon. I'm not being paid for that. Multiple times. And I really don't... They make fun of a lot of the tropes and silliness that is associated with vampires. But yeah, I think that's a valid idea. And I, for one, would like to live in a world where vampires existed and we could test this.
Same.
I really appreciate the specificity of hollow point bullets filled with sawdust.
Right. Yeah, I do too. Yeah. A lot of thought went into this.
I want my vampire to basically explode.
Yeah.
I can see it. I could see it in like in an action movie, and I want somebody to take this and run with it, or just like put it in the next movie. They're making another Underworld, probably, right? I feel like they keep churning those out. Maybe this gets just sort of shoveled into the lore, and you know, just somebody make it happen.
I like it. Who do we know in Hollywood?
Couldn't tell you offhand. I mean,
your silence spoke volumes, yeah, frankly. So
I had to think
we
about
didn't
it
need
for a
to
second.
Go any further than the dead air that just happened. Who do we know in Hollywood? Crickets.
I mean, we've had some pretty illustrious guests.
I think that we could put our little noggins together, and we could just slip this into a script, and then we could go to the premiere, and we could all say, "Oh, look, that's the one thing
that was
talked
us
about on that podcast that one time." And everyone would say, "Who the heck are those guys?"
And we'd be like, "We're the ones getting credit and a cut, bitches."
Snap.
So I just went down a rabbit hole of other methods of killing vampires.
Oh, that's what I love about you. Always a Googler.
I love doing the research. An anti-vampire burial, which I had read a little bit about, I think. A burial performed in a way to prevent the deceased from coming back as a vampire, including burying them with a bunch of sharp objects.
Ow!
You know, just in case. Taking their heads off, which makes sense. Like, pretty hard to rise from the dead if your head's been removed. But yeah, the burying people with sharp objects is a preferred method, apparently.
What? That's the preferred one? I would think that... How many sharp objects are we talking? The whole village?
Well, one of them was a scythe. Yeah, the whole village. Everybody gets to contribute.
I think that's nice. Maurice, we're going to need your scissors over here. Yeah. Come. No, both Dude. Pairs. Both Dude. Pairs. We got to fill this whole thing.
You got a beer bottle? Put a beer bottle in here.
Just break it. Break it off. Break it.
Just
there
smash
you go.
It.
There you go.
Smash
Put that
it.
In there. Put that in there.
Someone in Venice buried with a brick in her mouth.
In her mouth.
I don't understand how a brick would be helpful here.
Or how it fit.
Well,
that's the... If you're wondering, yes, I'm currently opening my mouth as wide as I can to see, guessing, could a brick fit in here? Maybe that's the next podcast theme. Could a brick fit in here? Don't do that, please. Yeah.
Okay, so the beheading with the head placed on the legs was something I had read about before, because they've found bodies like that. But yeah, the brick is a whole new one to me. Okay.
Yeah.
And the sharp objects.
Yeah, that's... I love it. I love the idea. Like, you know, suddenly wake up, ow, 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 ow. Okay, I'm just...
Okay, never
still.
Mind.
I'm
I give
just
up.
Staying really still.
Yeah, not staked through the heart, just buried with sharp stuff.
Just in case. Maybe they just get a little restless in there and then, ow. they do it themselves. Then you don't have the guilt of beheading your beloved.
Exactly.
You just put him in the ground with a bunch of knives and, I don't know, X-Acto blades.
Broken bottles, dude.
Yeah, I do like the broken bottles. That's fun.
Yeah.
Or
a sickle. Let's do it. Over the neck. Like, not through the neck, just, like, over, kind of.
Just laying there. So they sit up.
Fascinating. Yeah, I guess that would be exactly it, right? Is you're too squeamish to behead them yourself. You just figure they'll do it if they rise.
Wow. People really thought a lot about this.
Yeah,
and I'm happy for them because now we know when the impending next apocalypse comes, the zombie apocalypse, maybe we can use some of these tips and tricks for then. I don't know. Don't Google how to kill zombies. I'm sure there's a zillion ways.
That would be a little too close to home at this point.
Those are some sharp objects.
Anyway.
There we go.
Yes.
Okay. Now what? Now what do we do? Now is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay.
So now it's our turn to look at Amy's ideas. Besha, I believe you have them.
What's
the first one?
Number one, car horns that honk in different tones to indicate different things. Asshole is in caps, comma, careful, comma, excuse me.
Yep. So obvious. On this one, I really don't think it needs a whole lot of explanation. One of the things that's very frustrating as a driver occasionally is when someone honks and you're not certain whether they're honking at you or someone else. I think it's very distracting. I get super nervous because I went to Catholic school, so I have to follow the rules. So if I'm being called out for doing something wrong, I'm obviously instantly shamed and terrified. And I feel that if there were different tones that could be utilized, we could better explain just who the horn is honking for. Like, asshole, careful, excuse me. Plus, you're walking down the street, someone honks at you, they just want to say hi. What if someone's driving the other way? They swerve, they hit a granny. I'm surprised there's not
more. And then
more.
A fire hydrant.
Of course. And then that explodes.
Oh, my God.
It goes everywhere. And then it floods the basement of a nearby resident, causing their priceless photo collection to be destroyed. All because you just wanted to say hi to your pal.
For your friend.
I really feel like there should be distinct noises for horns so that we know exactly what you mean when you're honking.
And that these should be standardized across all car manufacturers.
100%. Yes. I think these are some of the complications. They need to be standardized. Everyone needs to know what they are. So we all need to be sort of trained on horniquet.
Horniquet is something entirely different that
we
need to get into in a second.
That.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
is that X-rated or something? Anyway. Yes. So that's my thoughts. Now yours.
I think this is genius. I have also considered this problem from many angles, and I did not ever think about simply like a universal tonal system, which of course makes sense.
I think we may have talked about signals, possibly.
Yes,
that
hand
did something
gestures.
Similar. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing that delights me about this particularly is that if there are three different tones, then there need to be three different buttons on your steering wheel. One of them is an angry face, and one of them is just kind of like a waving hand, and then one of them is maybe just like a yellow triangle with an exclamation point inside. That's the careful one. There's the asshole, the excuse me, and the watch out there,
careful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cop ahead.
I mean, I wrote that. Yeah, cop ahead. Yes, that's a good one.
Well, that's one of the things that I always have an issue with is this person blink, like, well, used to have an issue with when I drove regularly on highways at night was, are they flashing their brights at me because my lights are off, because there are deer ahead, because there's a cop ahead? What? Oh, shit. What did I do? Oh, God. And then I've, swerved off the road and it's
right. And run
all
into
over.
The fire hydrant and killed two grannies and ruined a priceless photo collection.
Exactly.
Yeah. completely agree. Then there was that urban legend going around that if people flash their lights at you, there was some sort of
gang
white person melodrama right. surrounding that. I don't think that's true. But again, I think, you know, there's another opportunity. Maybe you do utilize different colors for your headlights.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's like a blue, and that means cop. I don't know.
My concern would be, well, I guess people who are colorblind, you can probably find colors that are usually still active, and they're going to have trouble anyway. Not to say that we don't care, but you know, if you're already used to working around the colors at stoplights.
True, yes.
But yeah. Horn signals would be nice to be like, you know, dee 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 versus honk.
Exactly.
Versus dun dun.
Ding dong.
Mm-hmm.
Dun dun.
Weirdly, that also was a tone that I was going to suggest.
Yeah, that's nice. See, and that's so much more soothing.
Yeah, I think that this suggests that there's a universal tonal language that may already be in place in our minds,
mm-hmm.
that could simply be deployed to greater effect through the medium of these horns.
Yep,
and I love it.
Dear, who do we know in car maker worlds?
Nobody.
Yeah, that's starting to get well. It's a free idea. So if one of the people who live in Carmaker World want to take it, I would recommend that they write Besha a very large check.
Yes,
agreed.
And that she just buys me lunch or something.
I would actually trade all of my cut for them disabling fucking car alarms.
Oh.
Has a car alarm ever foiled a break-in? Ever? No.
I don't know. I haven't stolen any cars. So.
Everyone who heard it was like, oh, look, some asshole's got their car alarm on. Somebody must have hit it with a door or something.
Yes.
Oh, no, a motorcycle drove by. I don't know about you, but that was, yeah. Motorcycles were what always did it in my old apartment. It was always like the big Harleys that vroom, would set off every car alarm, and they'd all be doing the like, wee, wee, wah, wah. Anyway, I will trade my cut on our excellent idea, which, by the way, like, why? I mean, obviously, we have the technology to make cars make these noises. Why aren't we doing something useful?
We have the talent. I agree. I don't know. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. Really.
It is.
It's true.
Shamed for all of us.
The only cure is to keep disseminating amazing ideas like this one.
Thank you. I agree. Everyone, drink up. Enjoy that idea.
What's next on the list? Oh, that's right. This is, yes, Amy, yes. What's next on the list of things you found in our pile?
Well, let's go with... this could be... I really need explanation on this. Garden near comedy club. Photo category.
Garden near.
Here's the thing. This is going to be, I think, perhaps the most mundane possible explanation that... And I'm afraid that it might disappoint you greatly, but I think I have a very exact idea of what this is, which is there's a comedy club in downtown San Francisco it's in this building where like it also there's like a set of stairs like near the entrance to this comedy club that if you go up them you get onto the roof of the building where there's just a garden up there, and I think I must have felt like that would be a really good place to put a photo shoot of some kind. And that was about as far as I got conceptually.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
So that really should have been on the fun things to do on a Saturday list and not the free idea giveaway list. So maybe you clicked the wrong tab
every idea that I had to write it down without editing. That was the rule.
I don't think that is the rule, friend, because
yeah, because I don't see ideas like you know, take Quentin to the museum
or get up earlier to use all the hot water stuff like that.
That's true.
You didn't write them all down, my love. You only wrote down some of them. And this, sadly, yes, it is the most mundane.
there was a clip level. I think I discovered the clip level later.
I mean, nobody's saying that it doesn't sound like a good photo shoot. I'm down.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful. Was it a vegetable garden, or was it more of a succulent thing, or florals?
It was kind of like a, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it was just kind of like a well-manicured space of vegetation that was kind of, like, big, and just seemed interesting. Like, if we are ever in San Francisco, we should do just to make this have been worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yep. Talk about my English usage. I think that maybe the three of us should do a shoot up there where we pretend to be perhaps in a band.
Yeah.
Or we're important dignitaries.
Yeah, I like important dignitaries. I was going to suggest, since it's near a comedy club, that maybe we're the new improv group.
God, no. Nope.
But I vetoed it in my mind before I said it.
Great.
Yep. You're welcome.
I mean, you know, I mean, there's a fairly good chance that that garden doesn't even exist anymore. Like, I haven't been to that corner of the city in some time.
Well, the thing is, so, we can't check right now.
That also is true.
So we have no idea.
Let's just pretend that it's there, and you know, we'll transport ourselves in our minds to a golden future where one day we can make this thing just happen.
Yeah.
I closed my eyes and we're there right now. You have a very fancy sash on because we're dignitaries.
And I feel like there's a high collar and trim.
Yes.
Yep.
It's looking good. Everyone looks really spectacular. People are definitely going to take us seriously after this photo shoot.
Excellent. Does one of you have a hat?
Does one of us have a hat? Good Lord.
Unfortunately, mine are all floppy. I don't know that my French schoolgirl hat would really do.
Oh.
You never know.
I don't know. That it's the custom in our country of important dignitarianism that you wear a floppy hat when standing in a garden near a comedy club. That's how we do. We're from.
All right, fair enough.
They don't know.
Besha, what's the next thing on Amy's list?
Kid section on planes / fitness section on planes.
Yes. Back in the olden days, when we were allowed to travel to other places and explore new worlds, we used things called airplanes. These were very large, tubular structures that had wings, and they would go up into the sky. And in them, there were many, 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 many chairs.
And somehow, though they were very large, they always felt very small because you were very close to people. Yes. It used to be possible to be not only within 6 feet of another person, but actually wedged between two people with their elbows dug into your sides.
Or your neck.
All of this sounds preposterous.
I know.
It is against the will of God that such a thing could be allowed.
Icarus.
Flying is pure blasphemy. Blasphemy.
Yep. Well, it happened. Just like vampires. It happened.
Exactly.
And back then, because of all those chairs, you had to just sit there and take it. You had to lie back and think of England and hope that you got where you were going without too much trouble. And two of the people that I felt needed more, two of the groups, were children and their parents, by proxy, and people who needed to move around. Because on long flights, boy, oh boy, it's dull AF to just sit in a chair and watch television. I know that's all we do now, but back in the day, we used to have options. So what I suggest in this idea is that there is a section where perhaps, again, in our new world,
order. This may not work because now airplanes are getting some sort of bailout, something or other, nonsense, blah, blah. But back in the day, they used to be flush with cash. And I thought it would be an ideal opportunity to take out a couple of rows of seats, maybe three, maybe six, I don't know, and make a little zone for parents and their kids to go so they could move around, play with things, stand up, get some stretching in. It keeps them calm. It keeps the people around them calm. It's a win-win. Then, if this was more of an adult-oriented flight, I don't know, say on Virgin Airlines or something, or Hooters, back when Hooters had a plane, then we could have a fitness section. So people, adult people, could use this zone. And maybe there's a, I don't know, yoga mat or some free weights that are buckled down like those little carts where they bring you the peanuts. And you could just do a little fitnessing for a little bit. You would pay for this service, obviously. Mm-hmm. You could opt in. And they could continue to their money-making habits, and you would get some time away from the elbows in your neck.
I think this is a genius idea.
Yeah.
I know.
If planes ever come back.
Yeah, if we ever if we ever get to go in them again, I think that they should, you know, now's our time to reflect and revamp how we used to do the old ways. And make them new ways, and this could be one of the new ways.
I mean, yeah. Would there perhaps be similar to how you've got like the free weights, you know, just sort of like in a section that can be accessed for, you know, for a fee? Would there perhaps also be toys that could be, you know, taken out of a crate and placed in the kid zone for a similar fee?
I would suggest. Yes. Or maybe it's something that's sort of built in, you know? I don't know. What are you have a child. What are they into these days? What are they liking in the world?
Construction equipment.
Things that move and buttons to push and, I don't know, pinwheels or something. So that could all potentially be built in and it's just there and you can just play with it. Obviously, now we would have to wipe it down multiple times in order to take care of any germs, but
there's that.
But we don't have planes anymore, so
what just popped up in front of me was a tweet that is quite relevant in that it says they were like leg sleeves before the illness. We all wore them, if you can believe that. Pants. Which, if you do not remember planes, you also probably do not remember these strange leg sleeves that we wore. Some people wore sport legs. Ones. So, for example, mm-hmm. during the yoga in the back of the plane, one might wear sport leg sleeves.
Sport leg sleeves. I need to work that into conversation more.
Went to a place.
A good place. A really good place. So, yeah, sport leg sleeves. But I would argue, Besha, that back in the day when we had planes, most people wore sport leg sleeves, even though they
were
sportsing.
That's true. Many did, regardless of whether they did sport.
Mm-hmm. On plane or off.
At the time, I cared a lot about it.
Yeah, now we just long for the days when someone would sit too close to us wearing sport leg sleeves.
And we could judge them for it.
Silently and with our eyes.
And sometimes out loud.
Oh, most definitely out loud.
For the record, to work today, I wore a formal gown that I last wore to a white tie wedding and a headband intended for getting my hair out of my face during skincare routines that has little pop-up panda ears on it.
Oh, excellent. You are definitely wearing this in the Dignitary Garden near
absolutely
Comedy
will.
Club photo shoot. Please. I cannot wait.
I will absolutely wear that outfit. And I highly recommend it for, you know, but you know what? Who cares? You're working from home. Wear whatever you want. I mean, you're a pro at this. You know this, but.
It's WFH, bitches. WFH.
Exactly.
We should have formal day.
Exactly. Formal Friday. Put on a tie.
Totally just flip the script. Do it opposite. Yeah. You used to long to wear jeans on Friday. Now, get out the tails.
Yeah. If you've been married, wear what you wore to your wedding. Is it a big white gown? Definitely wear that. Is it a nice suit?
Unpack.
Also wear that.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you're already dressed for date night.
Exactly. Which, you know, you spend in the comfort of your own home.
Right. Just 2 feet away from where you've spent all of your day working.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, what a dream. It's such a simpler time now.
Well and truly.
I have a terrible recommendation, which is that we do our next podcast episode entirely in character as people from future times.
As people of future times. Future, like with planes. People with planes or without planes?
Without planes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Back in my day. Mm-hmm.
We could. Well, let's consider it. Yeah. But for now, we should move.
Where are we?
Perhaps.
What are we doing?
How did we get here?
I think that we are at, Amy is going to tell us what her third idea is that she found in my rental junk drawer.
Oh, God. Well, the last one was such a winner. I'm not sure where to go next. Was that too snarky or not snarky enough?
I think just right.
Okay, perfect. Well, then, remember the days when we used to gather in groups?
Vaguely.
Right, I know. It's been days. This one might bring back some fun memories, though. This idea is called Wendy's Limo Trip, and it comes from the party category. And the reason I picked this one was because a lot of these ideas have previously been addressed, and I felt sorry for some of the ones that had not been, like the sad eggs or the kid being picked for a basketball team. And this was one of the sad
slightly
eggs.
Slightly squashed donut in the box.
Yeah, that sad old thing. And it's got all of the other donuts' sugars on it. Just, mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
And a weird little
anymore.
Bit of maple frosting.
Oh, I hate maple frosting. But anyway, Wendy's limo trip. And I wasn't really sure if this was a limo trip for Wendy or if this was a limo trip to Wendy's.
This is definitely to Wendy's.
I can yes. Besha has intuited correctly. It is definitely the latter. Wendy's is my favorite of the fast food establishments, and I think it would be great to just get some people together and get in a limo. There is something about getting a bunch of, like, the right mix of people into a limo with, you know, a sufficient amount of booze and the right tunes. And, I mean, like, that's you've got a party right there. And the only food that you need at that point is the spicy chicken sandwich and the fries. And yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Find a Wendy's and go to the drive-thru. Just pull on up.
This Which we do in these times also. It's just you're only in the limo with, you know, whoever you live with.
You're just alone. Limo alone. Limo alone. Oh, that is another idea. There you go. Feeling sad, feeling lonely, limo alone.
Not sure that, that actually just, helps.
Right? I think that's really most rich people. They're always limo alone, and I feel like they're dead and soulless. So, probably perfect.
Sing and Imagine to their phones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
I only kind of know what that means because it sounds scathing. So I think it's somebody's done something stupid. And they're singing that song.
Oh, my God. How have you not? Oh, oh, God, it's an incredibly painful 2-minute, like, supercut of celebrities singing bits of Imagine, but they're all by themselves on their phones. Ugh. And it was Gal Gadot. Is it Gadot? I assume it's pronounced Gadot. Wonder Woman.
I couldn't tell you.
Gal Gadot started it, I guess, and enlisted people. And it's a ton of big names, and some of them are actually singers. And I think the New York Times said that it's 2 minutes long and takes 20 minutes to watch because you have to keep stopping and going, oh, my God.
It's
so, you know, earnest, but they all look like they're miserable.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's what it is a bunch of people who should have known better.
Yep.
What it is a bunch of people we should be emailing about hollow point sawdust bullets. Quite frankly.
I mean, it's not like they're doing anything else right now.
Exactly. Singing into a phone. They should be in a limo alone going to Wendy's.
That's what they look like they're doing, honestly. Well, they'd be happier looking if it were Wendy's.
If they were going to Wendy's. Yeah. Frosties.
Something that occurred to me, actually, while we were discussing the limo alone concept is that there was an idea that somebody put forth on Twitter, which was that we should all put our Christmas lights back up, which is because... Yeah, so then, like, it gives you something to look at while you're outside walking by yourself. Yeah. And it's also kind of a cheerful reminder that life still exists. Mm-hmm. I have to admit to you that I enjoyed this idea tremendously. And you know what? If you're going to drive around and look at people's Christmas lights and think, there are still people, why not do it in the back of a limo?
Yeah.
And then why not go to Wendy's?
Perfect. Are we allowed to get fast food anymore?
Well, I mean, restaurants are to-go only, right?
Well, there's no more to-go than a to-go window.
Literally built for it.
Exactly. This building was constructed with this idea in mind. Well, then, I say yes.
Let's do it.
We may not have jobs tomorrow, but what the heck? Let's burn some dough on a limo.
Caravan of limos.
Ooh, yes, just one after the other. Is that the grandest funeral ever held, or... are those people just getting a to-go baked potato?
It's a farewell to capitalism and potatoes. Mm.
They're not good, though. I don't know about this Wendy's thing. I respect your love for Wendy's. I haven't been to, as a vegetarian, I don't really go to a lot of fast food places, but I definitely have not been to a Wendy's in an extended amount of time. And the only thing that I really remember is, one, the logo looks kind of like me. And two, if I braid my hair and put wire in it. And two, for those listening that have never seen me, I have red hair. Shock. It's true. And two, the only thing that was good at a Wendy's, as I recall, was the Frosty.
Kind of.
Yeah. I think the Frosty still exists.
You think it still exists? Why would they take that off the menu? That's a mainstay.
I mean, to me, I only pay attention to the spicy chicken sandwich, which for a time they had moved off of their... they had moved it away from number 6 on their quick order menu. It was somewhere else.
Wow.
Which was disorienting to me.
The fact that you know that it was number 6 and then that it moved really indicates your love of Wendy's. Your passion.
It's true.
Maybe, when it's your birthday, if I'm allowed to ever leave, maybe I'll braid my hair and put wire in it. And I don't know, like, hold up a chicken or something. I don't know what I'm saying. But something Wendy's related, and I'll make up a little card. And I can't mail you anything because we're not allowed to touch paper. But I'll email it to you. Ding. There you go.
I look forward to receiving
Amy dressed as Wendy.
Wendy.
Yep.
I can only dream. I can only dream.
Nightmares are dreams too, friend. Nightmares are dreams too.
Speaking of dreams, let's get to Amy's third idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Besha, can I ask a favor?
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's timely for us right now. Do you mind reading idea number 7?
Oh, yes, definitely, because I read it and was like, yep,
build 6
your
or
emergency
7
kit.
It's really good.
Party.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a shower, but more apocalyptic.
Yep. You're welcome, America.
What is unfortunate about this is it's no longer practical because we can't gather in groups.
No, we're not allowed. So back in the day, everyone, kids gather around. Mm-hmm. Come closer. Back in the day, we were allowed to bunch up. As humans, we were allowed to have gatherings and festivities and fetes and fiestas. And one of the things that I never had was a shower. I've never had a baby and I've never gotten married. So a shower was not a thing that you stood in hot water. It was a gathering where people would give you gifts and you would be forced to open them in front of all of them and coo and aw and over them so that the person who gave it to you felt really special. But they didn't want to be there either because they had to play stupid games and eat a cupcake and they would rather just be wearing leg sleeves. No leg sleeves. No leg sleeves
at
home. You
had to wear leg sleeves to go to a shower.
You have to. Yeah, you did. It was the different kind of, not the naked shower, but a shower where you wear leg sleeves. So I wanted to have a build your emergency kit party because I am deathly afraid of earthquakes. Mm-hmm. And I have an earthquake box. And people will say, you have a what? An earthquake box.
An earthquake kit.
What does that mean? It's got stuff in it that you might need. in the event of an earthquake. This seemed anathema to most people, so I thought that it would be fun, instead of having showers, to build your own emergency kit party. And you could register for things and people could bring them. And then when you opened the shovel, that was also a knife that you could bury with a vampire because it was sharp, everyone would ooh and ah, and then they'd eat a cupcake.
Ooh, and you could play games like...
how to start a fire with no matches.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How likely is the sand under or the ground under your building to turn into liquid?
Yes.
In an earthquake? It's one of my favorite games.
That's a fun one. Pin the tail on the UN worker.
So I have, like, could have really used this because I joined the Portland Neighborhood Emergency Team, which is a, like, that's what Portland calls it. In other places, it's called the Community Emergency Resiliency or Response Team. And it is, they have like a curriculum that was designed by FEMA, but they're state or county dependent, and you are trained to respond to emergencies. And you have to put together a kit that is like gloves, masks, like stuff that I'm already donating, by the way, locally, at this point, but things like that. You have to have duct tape and a radio and a crowbar and knee pads in case you have to like pull people out from under buildings. And that shit's expensive.
It is.
And it's so much more fun to have things given to you, even like regardless of whether you want to pay for them or not. It's just so much more fun to like open an awkwardly wrapped package and be like, it's a crowbar. Thank you so much.
I was just thinking how much fun it would be to try and wrap a crowbar.
Yeah. Oh, totally. So I just
sounds
wish
amazing.
Mine had come like that.
I know. I wish we could still have parties.
Me too.
Because this is the one I would want.
I want to throw this for you.
Thank you. I want you to.
I would have so much fun shopping.
I know. You know, well, you can still get a lot of things on Amazon, but we're not allowed to order from Amazon anymore because, you know, somebody there got it.
Terrible. Oh, and that. I have participated in virtual baby showers, which our listeners may be familiar with as they are, you know, now the only form of baby shower we have.
Someone's having a virtual baby?
No, the baby is presumably real. I mean, I've seen photos. But you send them gifts and then you schedule a Google Hangout or a FaceTime or a Zoom or a WebEx or one of the many other companies that now make up our entire economy. You schedule it across as many time zones as you need to, and then you make the celebrant open all of their gifts on camera.
Oh, my God.
It's actually pretty satisfying.
Yeah, it would be. I would make a cardboard cutout of myself and put it in a chair. And then I would just occasionally from across the room say, oh, I think it's a bad connection. Oh, I'm so happy. You guys can't see me moving. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then I just get bars and tone. Just throw that up to go way, way, way back. I don't think I could do it. I don't like actual baby showers, so that one. I do appreciate that you probably didn't have to wear leg sleeves when you attended it.
Didn't have to wear leg sleeves. Didn't have to eat like a weird cupcake that had like baby butts on it or something. Didn't have to play any bad games like, you know, chocolate bar, poopy diaper, anything. No.
You know, every time someone talks about, I have been to many baby showers, and every time someone talks about a baby shower, they talk about that game. And I have never played that game, mercifully, because
thank
I would
God.
Have thrown it in someone's face. It's astonishing. Do people truly, this is a game where they put candy, chocolate-based candy in a diaper.
I don't really...
You have to guess what it is or something absolutely ludicrously disgusting.
I don't know.
As a person who had a baby, or as a person, you know, adjacent to someone who had a baby, I can tell you that we did not do that. In fact, I don't think we played any games at our baby shower.
Yeah, the decent parents don't.
I strongly suspect that it's associated with people who do gender reveal parties.
Oh, yeah.
That's a strong supposition.
Mm-hmm. It works for me. Gross.
Gross. Anyway.
Well, we can't do that anymore, so, ha! Oh, well.
Virtual build your emergency kit parties.
a party you actually want to attend.
Yep.
There you go.
Fuck yes.
All right.
Awesome. We have now reached that part of the podcast where we give a terrible recommendation or showcase an idea from our guest. Since that's what we've been doing, does anybody here have a terrible recommendation? I mean, I sort of have one in that I think this is just something that's going to end up happening anyway, which is that once the period of the alone time actually ends somewhere in the future, I think there are just going to be massive orgies everywhere.
Yeah.
And my recommendation, my plea, if you will, is that we not start another wave of infectivity immediately as a result of these orgies.
Ooh, good call.
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, I didn't think about it that way. Ooh. Well, see what we have to look forward to? We're never going to get planes again.
Yep.
but do we all agree that, I feel for some reason that this just seems inevitable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Somebody asked me because I used to be a sex educator. They asked what the sex ed organization that I used to be involved with was doing about like sex in the time of coronavirus. And I was like, mostly just preventing unplanned pregnancy.
Yes.
Mostly just preventing a crop of babies in, I don't know what, January.
Who knows?
It's not like,
how could we know?
Nobody's going out.
Nobody's going out.
Except the teens. Oh shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Youth.
That's a problem. Ugh. Anyway, terrible recommendation. Go have an orgy once you've been released from quarantine.
But do it in a full hazmat suit. Think of the amazing role play games. You're in that movie. Dear. I'm Dustin Hoffman. You're the monkey. Whatever. I mean, sexy.
I mean, sexy nurse is traditional. It's just now in full PPE.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sexy epidemiologist.
Yes.
There have been so many potential titles for this episode.
Oh my God.
That I don't even know where to begin. This is going to be an amazing episode to edit. I'm just going to put this out there right now.
I wish you the
sexy
best of luck.
Vampire burial.
Ooh.
it's so mostly just like objects. a very short shroud and fishnets, and then like a scythe hanging around your neck.
Yep. There's a lot of potential there. There's a lot of potential there. Dangerous. Like, that's the whole point. It gets sexy, dangerous. Will you cut her head off? I don't know.
I think we've now hit the point where we should let everybody know where we can be found on the internet. For me, this is easy. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, and I've got a newsletter you really don't want to miss. You can find links to all that stuff at flavor.country. Go there now.
You can find me in my apartment laughing hysterically at myself. As are we all. It's nice to have everyone join me in doing that, finally. You can find me on Twitter as Besha, B-E-S-H-A.
You can also find me alone in this domicile. And I just started a newsletter called Together Alone. And you can find it at togetheralone.substack.com.
You'd hear me typing? Typity type.
Ooh, go there now. Mm-hmm. Or wait, go there after you go to Flavor Country. Priorities, people. His is ongoing. Mine is just hopefully temporary. It's only about our quarantine times. Quarantines.
Quarantine.
We are a quarantine. Yes. I'd high five you, but we can't touch.
No.
Consider this a virtual high five.
If you haven't already and you are still capable of rational thought, go ahead and give this show a 5-thingy rating in the podcatcher of your choice. If you feel like being extra amazing, leave us a nice review. It would help us out a lot. If you've done that already, tell a friend about us the next time someone asks you what you've been listening to.
Thanks, and remember, if you've heard an idea you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
And I want a cut.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-